Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. May the force be with you. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Oldrick back on the show. Jack is a futurist. It's plain and simple. And he's one of the great thinkers in our brain trust. He's the president of Nano Veritas, which is an international consulting firm focusing on technology and the way we're going to be working in the future, and also the way we're working today. He's got a brand new book out called Higher Unlearning, which 39 lessons for achieving success. Jack Oldrick, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You just keep cranking out these books. I like this new one because it's really important. The thing you're talking about is really important for small business owners. And it's amazing to me sometimes that here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, and we still have to remind people that most of what they know they learned in the 20th century, and most of that is now obsolete. What do you think, Jack?
That is absolutely right. And to prove this point, I'm going to ask your listeners this question. I want all of your listeners to think to themselves, what two colors are the yield sign? What two colors are the yield sign? And I know that most of your listeners are saying, well, it's yellow and black. Well, that was the right answer, but here's the kicker. Up until 1971, the yield sign has been red and white for close to 40 years.
Wow.
And we drive by red and white yield signs every day. And yet I know a lot of your listeners right now are going, no way, I know it's yellow and black.
Well, they're driving by one while they're listening to you, Jack. They're seeing it. They're pointing
exactly
at it saying, you're crazy. There's one right there.
But here's the point. When we were growing up, I mean, I'm 47. We grew up, and the first yield signs were yellow and black.
Right.
And we hold that information in our head.
Yeah.
But it's now obsolete. And
well, this,
there's
this,
a lot of other things.
This reminds me of the elephant story. You know the elephant story, right?
I don't know the elephant
story. Have you ever seen, if you know the story, when you go to a circus, you got elephants, they got to do something with the elephants, right? So they stake them out. They stake them out with a rope around their one of their hind legs, and they drive a stake into the ground. Well, everybody knows, if you think about it, that elephant can pull that stake out easy. I mean, they can lift a tent pole. They can yank that stake out easy, right? Well, the reason they don't do it is because they stake these elephants out when they're babies, when they can't pull it out. And all their lives, they believe that if there's a tether around their foot, that's where they're supposed to stay.
That is a good story.
And that's what
human is all about, challenging assumptions and beliefs and old habits. And you have to get used to doing that.
Do you remember the first time you got a cordless phone? The first time I had a cordless phone, for 2 weeks, I never walked more than 5 feet away from the base. Because I was trained like you said, like the yield sign, that, you know, or like the elephant, I'm supposed to stay next to, you know, I just didn't. And after a while, I said, wait a minute, I don't have to do this. I can go to the kitchen if I want to. So this is what we do in our businesses too, isn't it?
It really is. And it's breaking these habits is extremely hard. But it has to begin with all of us saying, and this is the challenge, is that, especially for small business owners, that you are successful because of what you know. But in a world of accelerating change, it's what you don't know that's just as important mm-hmm. as what you do know. So how do you keep your ignorance, if you will, sort of top of mind? You always have to be asking yourself the question, what don't I know? And once you do that, you'll begin spotting new opportunities. You'll say, oh, I don't know about that. I need to know about it and begin understanding how your business has to change. As you always say, you know, you can love what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
That's the key, and that's absolutely right. And so if and that's the key in for small businesses, especially in the 21st century. What you're talking about, Jack, is, you know, getting out of our own way. And this is something that's really important today, these days, and as we go forward, folks, we've got to learn how to get out of our own way. That includes learning how to unlearn something, having the courage to unlearn something. And I'm going to give you another quote that a friend of ours has made available to us over the years. When we come back after these messages with our good friend Jack Ulrich, his new book, which is just now coming off the press, is called Higher Unlearning. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.